With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are investigating after an alleged breach of isolation protocols by travelers who were quarantining at a home. The mobile compliance team, public health, and police visited the property on Thursday and say the offenders have been warned for intended prosecution. Standard protocol is that travelers, along with their households, will either be moved to a government facility or monitored under 24-hour security detail at the traveler's expense. As the travelers in question have not completed their mandatory 14-day isolation period, public health is completing contact tracing out of an abundance of caution, and any residents found to have been in close contact with them will be contacted. This matter is under investigation, and a completed file will be sent to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions for a decision. Three students pursuing undergraduate degrees overseas receive grants from Scotiabank. Here's Radio Command's Shanda Gallego with more.
The grant recipients are Elena Rankin, who is currently pursuing a degree in business management, Jada Elliott, an industrial psychology major, and Haley Whitaker, who is now studying for a Bachelor's of Science degree in information technology. Each received $5,000 in financial assistance that will be used towards tuition, student fees, books, and other supplies. Head of Wealth and Market Lead for Scotiabank Cayman, Gregory Fletcher, notes, for the past 5 years, Scotiabank Cayman has presented education grants to Caymanian students pursuing undergraduate studies in business or finance at a university or college overseas. He adds, "We are pleased to present these grants to these deserving students who, despite the unique challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, continue to be committed to the pursuit of their educational goals." All three students left Cayman over the summer to continue their educational pursuits abroad. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
And the holidays are right around the corner, and Kamana Bay is getting an early start on the season of giving with their 10th annual Kamana Bay Christmas Give.
The Kamana Bay Christmas Give is an annual holiday initiative that supports a selected nonprofit organization through a series of events that are hosted throughout the holiday season. For the 2020 Christmas Give, Cayman Bay is going to be supporting the Cayman Food Bank once again. The Cayman Food Bank, for those who aren't familiar, is a local nonprofit that is actually home to the Cayman Islands Central Food Bank, and they provide support to a number of organizations and individuals on island.
Senior Marketing Coordinator at DART, Helena Warwick-Smith, says there are several ways to participate at Kamana Bay during the most wonderful time of the year.
On the 11th of December, we're hosting a festive dress down day. All are encouraged to don their best festive wear and head on down to the Crescent in front of the Christmas tree at 10 a.m. for a festive photo. There will be a donation box at the dress down day photo op, and we will also be accepting food donations at that event. On Saturday, December 12th, the annual Santa Run, and we affectionately refer to it as a jolly jog around the Kamana Bay Town Center. Sometimes Santa even makes an appearance.
Non-perishable food donations are also welcome at Kamana Bay's Visitor Center through the month of December. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Aaron Safir. Oxford University and the drugs firm AstraZeneca say large-scale trials of their coronavirus vaccine have shown that it's highly effective at preventing COVID-19. The jab is also cheaper and easier to store and transport than two other vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna. Israeli media say the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu secretly flew to Saudi Arabia on Sunday for talks with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It's the first ever reported visit to the kingdom by an Israeli leader. The two countries do not have diplomatic links. There's been no official confirmation. Three democracy activists in Hong Kong, Joshua Wong, Agnes Chow and Ivan Lam, have pleaded guilty to encouraging a siege of the police headquarters last year. They face up to 3 years in jail. The level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has continued to rise, despite a sharp drop in carbon emissions in the first half of the year because of coronavirus lockdowns. The finding was made by the World Meteorological Organization in its annual assessment. Ugandan police have said the number of people known to have died during opposition protests in Kampala and elsewhere last week has risen to 45. Many were shot dead. Local media quoted security sources as saying that most of the shooting was carried out by gunmen in plain clothes. BBC News.